It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
And still, my emails blow up with people giving me names of black women they can't wait to have sex with. And I don't know why that started or how, but just because I said in a thing 10 years ago to someone that started a conversation that I didn't find Michelle Obama attractive, and it caused a big problem. But then I had to prove that I'm not racist by pointing out all the black ladies I would sleep with. We just came up with the fastest way to find out if your relatives are racist. Have a sexy picture of Halle Berry nude, perhaps, or just Halle Berry, and show it to the person you are questioning. Is this person wildly racist? Because we're always asking, oh, that's racist. Is that racist? There's one test we have now. Show a picture of Halle Berry and say, this woman is in the other room and she would love to you. Would you like that? And if the person goes, no way, I'd never, that disgusting. All right, check mark one, probably 90% racist. Then say, they're giving us a week off for Martin Luther King from work. I work 90 hours that week. You know for sure.
If you failed the test.
You should do multiple.
Nope, two, Brady.
Because
at that point, how much more do I need? Martin Luther King Day off or bang Halle Berry.
But that's the point. The one girl that she thought Michelle Obama and you didn't.
Oh, that's why I asked the second question.
So you're saying Halle Berry.
Right.
Then if you don't like
her. No, I don't find her attractive. I'm like, all right, that leads to my second question. Yeah. Would you like to take an entire week off for Martin Luther King Day? Otherwise, you could say, oh, I'd take the whole week off. So, you're not racist. Why not? Then your next one would be, why not Halle Berry? And if he says, I'm not attracted to her, you just realize you can't be friends with that guy. That's all.
What does he find attractive?
Yeah, what are you looking at? I like a woman with a little meat on her bones. Oh. Well, we don't need to be friends then.
All right, you like Pam Grier? No.
No.
Right. You're definitely racist.
Yeah, I'll have a couple extra, but that pretty much says you're racist as a white person. Halle Berry wants to sleep with you. Never! That begs the question, how many days off in a row would you like to take in honor of Martin Luther King? Zero! I'll take crystal methamphetamine to work 48 solid hours to not take that day off.
Throw this at Grandpa at Christmas.
Yeah, try it. We got Christmas dinners coming up. Take a look at old Uncle Dave who's been whittling on the back porch, even though it's a big city. He whittles. He's what he does.
It's a good after-dinner discussion.
Never cared much for those different strokes, boys. Oh, really? Let me ask you a couple questions there, Uncle Dave. Halle Berry wants to sleep with you. Oh, good Lord. I don't believe in mixing. All right.
Well, that right there.
Well, then you know.
You know. That'll ice it.
But you just need the punctuation of Martin Luther King Day. They're talking about giving us the whole week off. Well, of course they are. They'd do anything for that. All right. Okay. Thanks, Uncle Doug. I told you. He's one of them. It guarantees it. But that's the old people you kind of know. But like your young friend, you're like, I think he might be a racist. You're not that racist. Think about this conversation that we had earlier this morning that won't leave my emails with our grandparents. Grandpa, give me a list of four of the most attractive black women you know and the ones you'd sleep with. My grandpa would be bouncing off the walls. Why are we even talking about this? It would make him crazy.
Can't even talk about it?
Couldn't bring it up. Oh,
my God.
Good Lord, no. He loved everything not that. So we've come so far. It's spelled differently, but we shall overcome is like part of this conversation. We can have this conversation. Our grandparents couldn't. So at least we're doing that. And how we forgot Halle Berry is beyond me. She's in another realm.
Was your grandpa around in Janet Jackson's heyday? Because she was pretty. No, he wasn't around. Nope.
But she was on Different Strokes, and it may actually be kismet you bring that up, because the episode he made me turn off in his house because he didn't want, quote, them in his home. Jeez. May have been the one where Willis had Janet Jackson on the couch going, "What's the matter? I didn't mean to ruffle your feathers, little bird." Which I still use to this day whenever there seems to be trouble around the house.
It works.
"I didn't mean to ruffle your feathers, little bird." Great line, Willis. And it wouldn't be the last line Willis did. But the so he was very angry about that. You couldn't have television shows like Different Strokes or anything like that. My grandpa thought they were in the house, and he didn't like that. If Archie Bunker had, like, the Jeffersons were right out. I mean, that was akin.
Really?
That was like lighting.
Sanford and Son?
My Indiana grandpa was racist, but he loved Red Fox, and he loved Archie Bunker making fun, and George Jefferson and him fighting was like his favorite thing ever. My grandpa liked Archie Bunker for all the reasons that people were mad at Archie Bunker. Like, he was on his side.
This guy's finally speaking.
Yeah. He talks to me. Like, that was his. He represented my grandpa's. He was a very nice man, but he had those outward feelings that, this is kind of where I'm from. So, what are you going to do? But because it won't stop, and everybody keeps emailing this, even girls got involved and saying, this one lady said, I have a the little trifecta that I have with my husband with women, because the getaway with women, because she wants to have sex with women, she said, and we have white celebrities and black celebrities. They've broken it down by race.
Oh, so she wants black women, not like Idris Elba or something.
Yeah, they've got a list of gimmies on the celebrity side, and then they broke it down with women and men. And I think it's smart if you're doing that to break it down by race, because it gives you more categories, it gives you more chances. If you're just like, all right, give me three, and you open it up to all races, then you've eliminated another three. So give me three white ones, give me three black ones, three Asians, three Mexicans, and one Indian. Either one. The casino or the Bollywood.
How come when we make these lists, like Ashley Graham's not on there, or maybe Jon Favreau for the girl?
True. It is very true. I have an answer to that. People won't like it. People won't like the answer.
You have Serena.
I'll say she's no way. She's got abs. Curse you. Curse you to hell. Curse you to hell. Serena's not fat, like Eric said Ashley Green was.
Graham,
whatever.
Jon Favreau, though, I mean,
he's fat.
He's got a lot of money. Why couldn't he be on a girl's list?
He's not.
Kind of funny.
He's not. Nobody puts, no teenage girl puts posters of Jon Favreau on the wall. Now, some of the stuff he's
not
related to,
him.
Like Thor, like Chris Hemsworth.
You think if they met Jon Favreau, then
yeah, and
he'd
saw
be
the
on
lifestyle,
the
he becomes attractive.
You keep believing that. He still doesn't get attractive. He just becomes, like, he had to work on his personality, so he becomes, interesting. But no girl's going to put pictures of Favreau up.
Yeah, like
no.
If Megan's making a list, why couldn't a guy like that be?
Wouldn't be. Shouldn't be. I would question it. It would make me feel bad. Like, wait a minute. On your list is Jon Favreau, the biggest director in Hollywood, and I mean that? Yeah, why not? Well, what are you attracted to? That makes me feel bad. Your eyes don't work. I'm
Courtney
out.
Cox wouldn't even bang him in Friends.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, when he was at his best in Swingers and stuff, he still struggled.
Yeah, he was having a hard time.
Yeah.
That's the whole movie's based on.
Based on the idea that even at his best, Jon Favreau had trouble getting women. No. I know you want to believe that, Brady.
Kevin Smith.
Nobody shaped like you is on a woman's cheat list. No one who looks like me is on a woman's cheat list. Nobody's going after Keith Jardine and Jay Buhner either. So I know that. That's why we make lists. We're basically saying there's four or five people out there better than you looking, and I'd love to have a shot at that.
At least.
Yeah, me too. Well, no, I can think of them like right away. If we wanted to just sit down and really focus on it, we're going to be here all day. Like, we were just at the grocery store and go, her.
him.
Where do I start?
Right, of course. On any given day, Megan's probably the fourth or fifth best-looking person on a street.
Jeez.
Streets are long. That's high. That's
like
me.
A New York street or like
New York
downtown
street?
Phoenix.
Depending
street.
On to quote the Flight of the Conchords, depending on the street. I would say
there's more people on the New York street than top the 10 Phoenix street.
When she's all gussied up, top 10 on most streets.
In a 2 mile stroll?
In a 2 mile stroll, she's top 10. I wouldn't make the top 50. Yeah. That's a compliment. But I'm leaving room for.
I don't know. America's pretty fat, John. You might.
You might be a top five.
I get in there.
You think me?
Yeah, you
Thanks,
might.
Thanks, Eric.
I mean, if there, everybody's no, so
you
fat,
said all you, need, you made said, one list,
you
John.
Said all you need to say. That was nice. Eric put me in his top 10 on a street.
There's a lot of fat dudes.
It is true. It is true. So just for trying a little bit, I get yeah. I get pernts.
For working out a little.
For just, yeah, just putting a little effort in. Okay. Eric has me, where do you rank me on a street, Brady? Top 10? Somewhere in there?
2 mile stroll?
2 mile roll of a Phoenix stretch. Baseline road for a 2 mile pop.
11.
You put me in the top 11? Yeah. You're just doing that to be a little bit difficult. But
John, you're my top five. Top what are you talking player. About?
I'm a top five. Gosh, thanks, guys. I don't find myself that attractive, but I'm glad to know you guys are really into it. Look of me. I'd say on a 2 mile stretch, safely put me in the top 35.
Again, where are we at? Are we in Scottsdale? Are we in South Phoenix?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
No, because Scottsdale.
Matters big time.
Scottsdale, I'm still 35 guys ahead of me is going to be tough. But I sometimes it would be more. Well, yeah, if the street's really crowded, like on Times Square, I'm in like the lower third. Just because I assume that there's got to be, like at a mall, let's say Scottsdale Fashion Square.
Oh, yeah, you're down.
I'm probably
you're down on the list.
Like, let's say 800, more than likely.
But again, so is Megan on the
No.
Scottsdale
she's,
Fashion
she, she's gussied up.
She's higher than you, for sure.
Oh, she'd be in the top, I'd she say she'd hold. Be top 25 in a Scottsdale Fashion Square when she's trying.
In the entire mall?
Yeah.
Top
oh,
25
yeah.
in the entire
oh,
mall?
Yeah, for sure.
Even the girls at work, like the perfume
yeah,
counter?
Yeah, Megan's got it together. I put that top 25 in there.
Man, I don't know.
Good stuff. I'll tell her you said that. Rank me higher than her, which is creepy as hell.
No, you're missing it. You're missing it.
Yeah, I don't think there's that many. I'm picky.
What
so
you
I got that going?
Are you saying there's 25 other girls that you'd look at and say yes? And how you're looking at it
in the entire mall, Scottsdale
yeah.
Fashion Square.
The entire mall. Yes,
25 hotter
yeah.
girls.
Yeah, I'd
than
say
me.
There maybe only 25 girls hotter.
Yeah, that's about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's in the top 25 of hot girls in there. Like, there would be 20, maybe 25 hotter. I don't think
there's a lot of, they hire a lot of hot girls in
they
those
do.
Stores.
They do. And I'd stand her up next to most. I would. Like, if we're talking even like bathing suits and stuff, I'd plop her down in there to the higher, you know.
Let's do it today.
Percentile.
Call Megan.
Let's get her over there.
Roll her out. But she's got to try.
She's got to take pictures with everyone.
Look, I'll tell you right now.
Get the halo on.
Baseball cap, sweatshirt, 350th. She's not putting any effort in. But if the girls in the mall are putting in the effort, she's got to put it in. I'd put her up there. I'd pop it in there. Yeah, I'd slide that in there pretty good.
But are we not supposed to be judgmental?
What about you? Like, where are you stuck, like your wife?
My wife? Yeah. In Scottsdale Fashion Square?
Right on.
Yeah, she's in the middle.
Not even diplomatic. The middle.
She's
if there's
middling.
Three, she's still not the best one. Two.
Hey, I'm at the bottom.
No, I know. I do. We're cool with that. I'm fine with that. Anyway, what are you going to do? Interesting. Brady, where would you put yourself? This is always interesting.
Me?
Yeah, because you ranked yourself a six.
Where are we? Scottsdale Fashion Square?
Anywhere. Jail?
Top 10.
You think? Yeah. I don't know. I think in jail, maybe you'd be.
They work out pretty good.
Yeah, I think in jail, you'd be pretty low. A lot of handsome guys in jail.
Yeah.
They're in shape. They got nothing to really lose. Kind of cool tattoos. You wander into jail? I think you're low end in jail.
I hope so.
You don't want to be attractive in jail?
Yeah.
That's a good
mall?
Plan.
How about the mall?
I don't know
what
anyone
do you
that wants
mall?
To be attractive in jail.
There's 1,400 people in Fashion Square right now.
Yeah.
Where do you rank as far as the men?
Oh, yeah. I'd be in the middle.
You think you'd be like 700th?
Yeah.
That's probably about right. There's 700 uglier than you, 700 not as ugly as you.
Are there 700 people in the mall?
1,400. He's throwing himself seven, either side.
Oh, okay.
Right down dead center seven. 699. Better looking than about 700 of them. It's kind of my theory about how I could beat over a billion Chinese people in a foot race.
I don't know about that.
I could beat half of China in a foot race. I would be 1 billion and oh before somebody got me. And he finally rolled out a fast one. Like, well, I got half this country beat. That is a slow nation. They do not run
It'd
well.
It'd be great to post the time, send it over there, see if they could get the nation.
Well,
run,
you know, it would have to be different because it'd have to be the same environmental situation.
Conditions.
Yeah, I can't have them having wind-aided runs, you know. Get one Chinaman that's kind of fast and gets
it's real not like they're out of shape or anything. I mean,
I know they're just not good at running.
Has this been confirmed? I don't
look at the Olympic times.
Never
Olympics.
They're good at gymnastics. I know that.
They're great at that. I never put myself in that category. I would lose to a billion people. Well, see, that's the thing. Nobody pays attention. I would also lose to a billion people in China. I'd beat a billion of them too. And that's something.
You got to take age, take, you know, all those things.
Destroy babies.
At least.
I would crush babies and children. And that's a lot of China. Old people, I would destroy them in a foot race. And that's probably covering most of the billion I need to beat. Then you get into the robust middle-aged ones. Probably 50-50 with that. They're not good runners. And in China, I think, because this is how I feel, in a Chinese mall, I'm top 10. I'm exotic.
Super tall.
Super tall. Lanky. American. Wandering around. They don't know what I've got going on. My genitals aren't blurred out. How about this? I was going to tell you guys about this in a second. There's our discussion on how hot we are or are not. Because it's the only fair thing to do. Special guests are here. In just moments, we'll chat with them about the treats because I knew this was coming and I got very excited. Is it in the bag?
Look at that gift basket.
Oh.
What the heck's going on here?
It's 9:29. We'll get the entertainment drill coming up next. It's 98.7.9.